Harvard-backed illegal alien becomes first DACA Rhodes Scholar. By Sean Moran on November 22, 2018. Jin Q Park became the first Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) illegal alien to win the Rhodes Scholarship. The 22-year-old South Korean illegal immigrant backed by Harvard University received the prestigious award on Saturday. Elliot Gerson, the American Secretary of the Rhodes Trust, announced on Saturday that it awarded Park the scholarship to continue his studies at the University of Oxford. The Rhodes Trust provides full financial assistance for scholars to pursue a degree at the University of Oxford for 2 or 3 years. Rhodes Scholar applicants must receive an endorsement of his or her application from the student's university, meaning that Harvard decided to endorse Park's application over an American citizen or lawful permanent resident. Harvard also backed Park, although he was ineligible for the Rhodes Scholar. The South Korean illegal immigrant told NBC News on Wednesday that he was thrilled to receive the scholarship and promised to lift up others in the DACA community. "When they first announced it, it was really, I felt nothing but like an immense gratitude," Park said. "Now that gratitude has given way to kind of a desire to use this opportunity to make sure I lift up others in the community. There's no way something like this belongs to just one person." Park applied for the award last year, but the Rhodes program denied his application because the program did not accept DACA illegal aliens for the award. The American Secretary of the Rhodes Trust told NBC News that Park was extraordinarily qualified, but it could not change its eligibility policies halfway through the nomination process. Gerson said he petitioned the trustees, and they subsequently agreed to expand eligibility to include DACA aliens this year. Gerson said, "In looking for those Americans with extraordinary talent, a combination of academic excellence with character leadership and ambition to serve others, we didn't want to exclude dreamers who are, in our opinion, such important Americans and who offer so much to this country and to the world." Park strikes a contrast for most DACA recipients because more than 9 in 10 DACA recipients hail from Latin America, whereas 1.1% of DACA recipients come from South Korea, as does Park. Further, Park also contrasts for most DACA illegals, as only 5-10% of DACA aliens enroll in college, according to the American Council on Education. In addition, according to a Migration Policy Institute (MPI) study in 2017, only 4% of DACA recipients graduate from college, far below the roughly 17% of similarly aged young Americans who complete their college education. Park said he hopes to start a national conversation about DACA illegal aliens, but was shocked to see the Rhodes Trust change its decision about DACA aliens so quickly. Park said, "It came out of nowhere. I didn't expect any of that to happen." Gerson said the Rhodes Trust appreciated that Harvard endorsed Park last year despite his ineligibility for the award. "I think Jin is a wonderful example to others, and he continues to show great courage under existing law," Gerson said.